5番。
Hello and welcome to Radio Prague's mailbox program where we quote from your emails. This one is from Y. Venkata Ratnam from India.
It is after a long gap I'm writing to Radio Prague. Sometimes I am of the opinion the changes the world has seen in the last 15 or 20 years are extraordinary. The days of snail mail, telephone dialing and waiting for the reply, leaving a message to call at a particular time, listening eagerly to analog digital transmissions from distant radio stations. All these have changed a lot or are gone altogether. But those days are great to remember and discuss with old-timers. The changes are also to be invited as long as they are good for the present conditions. The mobile wherever and whenever you want to call and talk to somebody. The internet where lots of information is kept stored and people make use of it from nook and corner. The internet radio where one can listen to hours of broadcasting without many setbacks. These are a few to name. Keep going. It's all the best that happens.
And now, as every month, it's time to look at your competition answers to our Mystery Czech quiz question. Mike Shea from Scotland wrote,
The mystery botanist is Benedikt Rozel. Born in Prague in 1823, after early years in Bohemia, Rozel traveled extensively, initially to Belgium, but fairly soon to America, Mexico, and Cuba, where he lost his left hand in an accident, which he replaced with a hook, and then to South America, Peru, and the Andes. He made a huge study and collection of some 800 orchids, new to science, over 40 of which carry his name. He retired to Prague, where he died in 1885. A statue stands in his memory in Charles Square.
Paul R. Peacock writes from Australia.
Benedikt Rozel was perhaps the most famous collector of orchids of his time. He became the chef de culture at the School of Horticulture of the Belgian government in 1852, after holding several horticultural posts. In 1854, the opportunity arose for him to travel to Mexico via the USA. Unfortunately, he lost his left hand in 1868 in Havana, Cuba, while demonstrating his fiber-extracting machine, but afterwards he wore a hook in its place. Traveling extensively through North and South America, he often had to climb mountains to altitudes of up to 6,000 meters to collect thousands of specimens, eventually returning to Prague, where he retired and passed away in October 1885. A monument was erected to him in Prague in 1898, and this still stands on Charles Square. If one visits this, they will see an orchid in his hand and an Indian sitting behind him.
Sunil Baran Das writes from India.
Rozel was also the founder of the Czech botanical magazine Flora. In 1880, he traveled to New York, New Mexico, Havana, Peru, Bolivia, Ecuador, Titicaca, and many more places. I know about him because I am also interested in orchids and have some of the orchids in our garden.
Li Ming from China sent us this answer.
Benedikt Rozel was one of the most widely traveled orchid hunters. He spent decades in Central and South America stripping orchids from the wild. Almost all of his travel was on horse or by foot. He is credited with the discovery of about 800 species of plants. For the rest of his life, he was interested in news in the field of gardening and botany. He corresponded with colleagues abroad. A number of plants, mainly orchids, were given names to which Rozel was added. He is commemorated today by a Prague statue that raises an orchid with one hand and clasps a book with the other.
Zara Modu writes from Nigeria.
Traveller, gardener and botanist Rozel was first trained as a gardener at Count Thun's Gardens in northern Bohemia, the western part of the Czech Kingdom and the Austrian Empire. After taking several gardening jobs in 1846, he started working as a gardener in the Louise van Hoot Garden in Belgium. He became the main gardener of its tropical greenhouses, and later, when the garden became a national institute, he was named the main gardener too.
Colin Law from New Zealand sent a thoroughly researched answer.
Rozel sent large consignments of plants and seeds back to Europe, including occasions where he sent 8 tons of orchids from Venezuela to London, 10,000 plants from Peru and the Andes, 800 species of flowering plants and trees previously unknown to European horticulture, and numerous shipments of orchids, including those which came to be named after him. Some commentators suggest that we should be grateful that the days of savagely pillaging entire populations of orchids for the mass market are long gone.
Charles Konesny writes from Ohio.
Rozel became a gardener by working at some of the famed gardens of Europe. His interest in orchids began to take hold, and he got the itch to go elsewhere in search of trees and other flora, but especially orchids. So it was off to the Americas. It wasn't easy, as he traveled North and South America for years by foot and horseback. It wasn't made any easier when he lost his left hand in Cuba, but he was very successful and sent thousands of orchids back to Europe and to the deal he had with Sander & Co. in London. He discovered over 800 species of orchids and became the foremost expert on orchids of his time. Rosal never amassed much wealth doing what he did, but he did amass a wealth of love for the orchid. He is honored by a statue in Prague and also has a very nice gravesite. Who knows, maybe I gave a Rosal orchid to my date at our high school prom.
Thank you very much for your answers. This time the lucky winner is Jarosław Jędrzejczak from Poland. Congratulations, and here's another question for the month of August. In August, we would like to know the name of the Czech chemist who was behind the development of a number of groundbreaking antiretroviral drugs used around the world to treat diseases such as HIV/AIDS and hepatitis B, and who sadly passed away in July 2002, aged 75. Please send us your answers by August the 24th. We are looking forward to your comments, either by email or on Facebook, as well as your questions and reception reports. Until next time, happy listening.